Morning, how are
Angela.
you?
Good. How did it go?
I think it went all right. I just went through the slides and they really just asked a couple of questions which I put in the Slack for everybody to see. They were kind of asking what are like recurring issues, and I just couldn't think of any off the top of my head. I didn't want to be like, we need lists to not end at 1,000. But because that was a
Right.
recurring issue for a long time. But I'm like, is that a current recurring issue or is that just historical brain recurring issue?
Right.
And then they were like, what do you think isn't being reported? And I'm like, well, that's, I don't even know how we would answer that question. Like, that's more like of a survey to be done at your level, actually, is what I kind of
Right.
was like, yeah. So.
I mean, I think the most questions we get through support at EBSCO are like how-to questions,
Right.
which is really kind of tricky because,
Well, it all depends on your setup, right? Like, there isn't
yeah.
one how to answer, right? So it's hard to say, well, the way you fix it is this, because you may not know
All their different settings or
exactly what configuration
their
they've
yes or
made, or
no's.
are they part of a consortium that makes other decisions on their behalf, right? Like, there's a lot of variables out there.
Right, and
Yeah.
that's what makes it really difficult to answer those how-tos or scenario buildings. I almost wish
Right.
there was a part of like the docs, like different scenarios. Or like I don't know, something of that. Like this is the simplest thing that you could do,
Right.
but it could expand upon it by a million fold.
I imagine it would be
Oh
really hard to do that for everything, but that is
yeah.
something that the data import group has been trying to work on because, in particular, for data import, it's helpful to have scenario-based examples. For
Right.
sure, for sure.
No.
Well, it's like how when I used to be a cataloger, right? Like, there's no one example of how to catalog a book because every book is slightly different, right? Like, you can have a
Right.
That's sort of a base template, but you just don't know, right? There's always so many
Yeah.
variables there.
There's a science and an art to it, and you have to be
Exactly.
able to thread that needle.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think overall it went fine. I mean, Charlotte was there too, so she can say, I had to step out a little bit early just because I had another thing going on later that day, but otherwise I think it went pretty good.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, they just, like I said, I put those couple of questions that they asked just about recurring issues and, that was it. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
So that was a little about the PC is working on these priorities of tickets, but for each of the six, it's a little I'd say it is a little much to put on the support sick to simply be the ones to recommend, but maybe we can pull out some statistics about which apps we see most support tickets raised in. That's a way to address it. But some of the features listed in the PC's dashboard is work that has been hanging for so long. And yeah, you can say the six have a little challenge to get the work picked up by the different development teams. Well, I think our, I mean, if you scroll down, and if I'm reading it correctly, the biggest bug, we had like 50 in Morning Glory, 41 in Lotus, right? 70 in Poppy. That seems about right.
That does seem about right.
But
But
yeah.
I mean, the Q release was relatively stable. You know what I mean? So it's,
Right.
but is but that's probably because we had so many poppy service patches, you know? So,
Right.
yeah. And I think we won't know either. I'm actually at this point a little bit more nervous about Sunflower because so many things are changing in Sunflower. I think we're going to see a lot of tickets roll in as people start getting going live with Sunflower.
Yeah, and we've
Do we
seen a
have a
lot.
filter? Okay. Do we
We've
have
seen
a
a lot.
filter for the different modules being touched? Because then that would throw the statistic for areas where we see most. And you can say support box
Right.
is box being, you can say, most often found by the libraries. And some of the these critical service patches we are seeing right now in both Ramsons and Sunflower, they are not really found by the implementing libraries, but is found by the development team themselves. And you can say that's in a way a good thing, because then it's found before it is causing problems for the libraries.
We have development team and we have by module.
Oh yeah, then you see it by module.
And then we have by release.
But by module would be where we could give some input to the PC on where can we see some troubles where and you did mention in the meeting that especially if there's money involved, then we are more typically bumping things up. So I didn't notice mud invoice was one of them with a large number.
Yeah, I wonder if I can. Can I filter off it? I don't think I can. So you have mod circulation 74.
UI inventory is also high.
Yeah. Mod
Data
inventory.
import. I mean,
Yeah.
these are all kind of, some of these are just known issues, and I don't know how much we need to bring up to them that, like, yeah, imports an issue, and for different reasons, like we were talking about earlier, right? What is setup? What is Folio able to do? What are libraries able to do with API?
Right. I don't know the time frame for this. If is it all
Is this
time?
all time? Yeah.
You can, if you edit the filter, the dashboard, then you should be able to go in and see what's behind each of the. Then, yeah, edit that one. Configure. If you click configure.
So it's just the support.
So there's a filter called support box plus closed, which is used. So then you need to go in and check the filter and see if that is from there's any time constraints.
I don't know if there is. All right, that looks fine. December 4th. This needs to be changed. These also mark special characters and wild cards. It looks like they're working on it or doing something to it, so I'm gonna let it be.
But maybe the Firebird team is not. It looks like it had Julian here is with Core Platform. So,
Okay.
but it is the development team is Firebird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Magda is maybe she is following it.
Magda? All right, so they're waiting on Martin.
So it's not that difficult. It's a US based is, you know, with a key. All the keys are the US alphabet. And I have a Swedish keyboard, has
Yeah.
ma the special characters, and Martin probably has a German with all the special characters. And
Yeah,
you
it
can go
makes
in and
perfect
get it.
sense.
Yeah.
Like those are fine.
So I don't understand why Kalila asked that question.
Well,
Okay.
she might just need it listed, you know. Sometimes I have to ask silly questions just so that I can be told the answer that I think it is.
Okay.
Officially on paper. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. All right, that's all I have today. Unless we want to go look at those issues so I can pull up the filter. On the dashboard, if we want to do that.
So the PC issues. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let me. Right, and then I'm going to
So
re-share my screen.
if we have comments, then maybe we can simply add it as a comment into the wiki page. So it is, you know, I see so often that things diverge because then a new document is created and
Right.
then things is not kept together. So I think it's a wiki page.
But I think if I can search the filter, right? It was support.
So if I look for a filter, then I go a little further down. And then
Yeah.
there is, and then you can unfold it, yes.
But there should be a search.
Let me see if I can find it.
Anya, I think you scrolled past. If you go back, sorry, to that filters area, it was down at the bottom. It was if you click under that, see, you yep, go up just a little bit more. Yep, there. And then if you scroll, keep scrolling, view all filters.
Thank you. I'm like, where did it go?
Yeah, they really buried it.
All right. So it had to be in one.
Wasn't it all closed support bugs or something like
It was
that?
like plus
It was, yeah, something plus.
plus closed.
Yeah.
All closed support bugs was that one. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's Anton who wrote them.
Yeah. This one is plus closed. Support bugs plus closed. So it's just
So
there's no time limit.
I found it. Support box plus closed.
Yeah. That's
Okay,
a,
that's the one.
yeah. Just wanna. I just wanna go back in time. Like, I want to sort by. It's been a long time. There we go. All right. June 1919, or not 1919, that's forever ago. 2019, haha. I feel like that was right around the time that this SIG was created, right before Chalmers went live.
Sounds right.
Yeah. And then we spent time duplicating stuff from like the Char group, Chalmers group, into support. So I feel like this is, there are definitely 974 issues that had either support. Or sup and labels. Okay, well, oh, I'm still in like edit mode. Sorry for my back and
I
forth.
think you should be able to sort. So what you could do, and you cannot sort in the total, but you can sort all the closed ones. Isn't that possible?
Okay, now I can buy. I sort it by? I think I want team, right? I want development team
Or
or
modules.
modules. I don't.
Yeah.
What's the
So,
partners?
the thing is that in that table you have now, here you cannot get the sorting on the modules. But it's not probably that complicated to just go over and manually highlight which one is where we can see we have double digits or maybe double digits numbers for. And then each of those per module will be a link to the tickets.
I just would think that we would have something in this list that has the UI module or something. Because there's a lot in here. Like ideas, you know.
No, I don't think so actually, because you have it the module in the Jira key
And the
number.
name,
So UIU will be UI users. Mod users is.
It's fun. Okay.
Seventy-four is a high number.
They have UI inventory with 84.
There was one above with 74. Yeah, I didn't manage to see what that was.
I think it was circulation.
All right, yes.
So those two are the highest.
45.
And then users.
There was another 45 also above. Mark,
Inventory.
yeah.
And data import. Source record.
It's almost like there are tiers, right? Like there's like a lot in some, and then there's like a middle amount in some, and then there's less than 10 and a lot of these, right? But I don't think we should also discount some of those that have 25 and 35 in them, even though they don't have they're not reaching that sort of high 40 or 70 something threshold. Those still need to be, I think, that's still recurring enough. If we've got more than 20 tickets on something, that's more than one or two, you know? Like there are levels of recurring, I guess.
I know this is
Yeah.
probably out of our scope and maybe not solvable, but I did it does make me wonder, like, are there certain modules that have problems that are bypassing support because they have
Oh.
a different relationship with the PO? Data import's the one that comes to mind immediately, but
Yeah,
there's not really a way to track that, but
I could probably 100% guarantee that we only see the ones that either have support in the label or that come in from support. So if they don't put anything, if the reporter doesn't have that, then we don't see it at all. So there might be, these are supposedly bugs that are reported by end
Drivers.
users.
Yes,
Yeah.
yeah. And
So
I'd
that
say
are
that's also what the PC asked us about.
right.
Give if we could kind of help them digest where the pain
Yeah.
point is. So, and looking at the numbers, that's what we can do. But I agree with you, Yalil, that 20 is also a high number. It doesn't and for inventory, it's also includes single record import issues, and so it's not just the app, but the whole concept of all the records going in and out of
Right.
inventory and being round tripped, and so it's
And I feel like we've had more, like looking at this list, I'm like, where's all the orders issues? Where's all the
Yeah, I just
cutover
want to I
and
want to clarify what I was saying too. I was referring to end user, what we would consider end user bugs, but that aren't being filed that way because that SIG works closer with that PO.
right. No, I think
So
I
maybe some of them are hidden in that scenario.
like they're just kind of put in
Yeah,
as,
yeah.
yeah. I think if they're not working with the SIG when they don't know, yeah. We
But
just
I
get this
would
stuff.
list in the feedback to the PC mod invoice, mod orders, mod. There was some more where it is
Yeah.
about these 40, 30, 25 issues.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess maybe something to bring up to PC is, and I'm not trying to put more work on our plate, but if it is not a developer created ticket, should it automatically get a support tag so we are tracking and following it? I don't know that I want us to like have like a gajillion tickets, and I don't think it will make ultimately that huge of a difference overall, but I maybe that is a recommendation that we should be making. I'm not sure.
Right, that it should just have like some sort of
Like a template or something.
bug
Yeah.
or something that we can
Yeah.
track, because yeah, we're only seeing a limited circle of a bigger circle.
Right.
That's a good point. We can at least raise it.
But we can be proactive ourselves and go in and have a filter for all the new bugs being added the past week. And then we
Will
can
we
simply
know that they're bugs? Are they listed as bugs?
it will
Okay.
have the type bug,
Okay.
and then we could have this so bugs reported in from November 1st to November 30, list those, and then we could, I'm sure we can easily detect, are there bugs here? We should give the support label.
Yeah. I'll add something like that to our dashboard, and that way we can have something to look at.
What we should exclude in that search would then be a box reported
Without
it
support label or
not being
sub.
released yet. So all box which has the release target Trillium, we should not care about because it has not even been out to the users yet. So it's box for Sunflower, you can say potential, and I yeah, NLS has rolled out a Sunflower critical service patch number 3 by now. So there is a user who will be affected by those, but no libraries have gotten
Trillium yet.
Trillium yet.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Okay, let me add that to my to-do list.
But we can also do a general plea to all the 6, where we simply write 3, 4 lines. Please, if you or colleagues at your library write up bugs found by the library, then give it the label support.
We can do both.
Yeah, that's probably the safest.
All right. Have a good rest of your Mondays. Oh, I am traveling next Monday.
Yeah, I'm basically next Monday I can be here, but then after that I will not be at any more meetings the rest of this month. So.
Okay. I'll be at the 22nd and
And I will
the
also be at
29th.
the first week of whatever that, I guess, is it the, no, it's not, never mind. No, I'll be here for January.
The
It's
same
just
is true
that.
for me. I won't be back until January 5th.
Yeah, I'll be
Do
back to
we want to suspend and I can work offline for the rest of the month?
Yeah. Do you think, I don't feel like we're not going to get a ton. I guess the only caveat to that is do a couple of library. I know at least Mobius goes live on Sunflower in like a week. So I think my only concern would be, are we going to get tickets related to Sunflower?
They should go to EBSCO first.
Okay.
Right, and then I'll pick up wind of them anyway because every day I sit in the triage. So, but I can add anything to here. But I can put on my calendar every day before, during my lunch hour to kind
Sure.
of check in on this board.
No, I was just thinking, I'm sure that whatever Mobius isn't the only one in that cluster going live, right? So there'll probably be a variety of different schools or institutions going live on that 16th or whatever, and we might see an uptick then.
All right. I'll actually be in Ipswich next week. So,
So you'll be there for all the
in real
in
time.
life. Yeah.
Real time and cold weather.
That's right. I'm
Good
not looking
stuff.
forward to it. It's like it's 7:30 in the morning, and it's like 50. It's 50 degrees. It's lovely. No. All right.
It hasn't been 50 here for a while. Oh, I'm a little jealous anyway.
I was
I'm
outside
actually
yesterday.
jealous of Charlotte's sweater right now. I did not dress appropriately. It's 67 degrees in my office, so
I was in a
I'm
t-shirt putting out Christmas lights. No, I was kind of cold, but I was going in and out and
yeah. I
so.
also live in an old house, so I need my sweaters, but
Fair enough.
the wool is the only, yeah, layers of wool, then you
Exactly.
survive.
Exactly.
Okay.
Great. All right,
Have
wonderfuls.
a
We'll
good
reconvene as a group on
Thank
January
you.
5.
Great. Everybody have a wonderful holiday and New Year.
Yes,
Yes.
happy
Same to
holidays, happy
you.
New
Yeah.
Year's. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.